guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. Conrad here hanging out with Barbecue Bob and the Baron of Beer, a man that's on the U.S. Ice fishing team. And we got him here for a reason today. And oh, sorry, hang on. Hold on here. Hold on.
See,
you're not helping me.
Sometimes.
And we got him here for a reason today because he's involved with the International Ice Fishing Championship.
It's the World Ice Fishing Championships.
In Grand Rapids?
I got it to come to Grand Rapids.
Oh, Chaz, nice job, Bubba.
My boys and I have been working like 5 years to bring this to Michigan. And when it finally came clear that we could make it work inside of the Michigan rules and laws and everything else, they're like, where are we going to do it? And I just shouted out. I said, it's going to be in Grand Rapids, damn it. Because we got an international airport. We got good, hard water. The west side of the state's where you ice fish. The east side, you got to call Canada because you're going to blow off somewhere and the Coast Guard's going to have to come get you.
True that. Hey, welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Still the smokiest show on the airwaves. We're gonna talk about a little hard water right now. And we've got a very serious ice fishing person with us who happens to be also one of our, volunteers for the show or people that help put this show on the road, like Conrad. Conrad actually makes more than most of us, but but Chaz has an absolute labor of love, and he loves grilling and brewing beer and, of course, ice fishing, so he's very much involved with the ice fishing, what would you call it? It's a
community.
Network community, yeah. And so we're going to talk a little hard water right now. But if you have never been to our website, it's thegrillinguys.com. Go to the right-hand side and check out those icons because those are our sponsors. And there just might be a coupon there waiting for you to happen.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there.
Yeah.
But we got to go fishing, man. You asked me a silly question during the break. Is there going to be ice? Bob, there's over a foot of ice out there. And, you know,
just so many years it's been so disappointing that I don't look forward to it. I don't count on it anymore.
Well,
I went a couple years ago. My buddy, my good friend, Greg Mosheri, lives up north of me on a lake. And we went out there fishing. And it was really nice. But I don't know that lake. So we didn't know where to drill.
Well, there's two ways you can approach it. There's a lot of apps and stuff out now, but also the DNR website has maps, and they will show you the bottom contours of where the depths are, where the points are, and obvious things that even a summertime fisherman looks for. And so you look at those contours and say, well, there's a weed bed over here, or there's a gravel spot over here, or a point here, and those are all structures that you might get. Now, if you're lucky and you know the lake, or you may have lost a Christmas tree down a hole the year before, you know that there's going to be a lot of life around those pieces of structure, or even where a tree fell in from shore.
Mm-hmm.
And those pieces of structure gathered small fish, which the food chain says that the bigger and bigger fish are going to feed on the smaller fish, and so that's where you go to target. Now, if you're walking out onto a lake for the very first time, one of my biggest recommendations is look around and see where the locals are at.
Mm-hmm.
They probably know something.
Right. Yeah. Well, and in this case, Woodard had like no shanties at all. So we're going out there. My son-in-law has the auger. He's got all the gear. And but I don't know the lake. And Mosheri doesn't know the lake, so he couldn't really point out where we should go.
Well, in our world, when we're out on the pro circuit or we're out meat fishing, we're going to break out the live scope. The forward-facing sonar, and sweep around, and then we'll switch to the Vexlar.
There's
which
another
is
name for that too, isn't there?
They call them panoptics.
Yeah,
there's about four different brands. Of
I
it
have
out there.
I have a fish finder for summertime that does that, and it's really nice. It's convenient. It's fun, if nothing else.
Yeah,
it shows you where they are, but it doesn't tell you you're going to catch them.
Well, LiveScope is pretty accurate. It gives you a representation out about 100 yards, and you can look at it. And my buddy, he'll
so that's
look
on
at
a
it.
Cable. You can drop it down.
It's on a pole that you stick down through the ice.
That's what mine is. Yeah,
And he'll tell me walk 30 yards that direction, drill a hole. He watches my auger go through the ice.
Wow.
He says, yep, you're right on top of them. Drop down, get to work. And at that point, I use my flasher, which is vertical sonar, to start jigging and bringing the fish up to me and catching them. Hmm. Fling them in the bucket and get my 25 for the day.
Interesting. So you're involved with an organization that's having a tournament in Grand Rapids.
Well, the USA Ice team has worked for a long time to bring the world championships back to the USA and to Michigan. Last year, the team went to Mongolia and won silver medal in the world.
I remember you going to Russia to do that.
Well, we went to Kazakhstan.
Oh, Kazakhstan. That's got to be a fascinating country.
Ukraine, Finland, Estonia, Bulgaria, Latvia. There are so many. Lithuania, so many great fishermen out there. And their European style of fishing is completely different than ours.
Really?
They use the small palm rods. A lot of their fisheries are overfished, so they're catching
small. What's a small?
Small palm rod fits in your coat pocket. I got one here, Bob. It's like 6-7 inches long.
Really?
We'll whip it out. Oh, very nice.
Man, this is cool.
It's the most sensitive rod you'll ever use.
That's a rod.
Yeah.
Well, like a screwdriver. That's where it's shaped
like. It's like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call them palm rods. You hold them in the palm of your rod or hand. And easy now.
Editing.
In the palm of your hand, you
so you can
jig
feel
them.
Every little.
Well, the spring on the end there is made out of mylar. So it's like X-ray film.
That's so
and
cool.
And the X-ray film mylar indicator there, even the slightest nudge from a fish, and you notice it.
Huh.
And
so basically, when you're fishing for like what you're doing, you're really trying to get bluegill.
We're getting bluegill, crappie, rough,
yeah.
Minnows.
Maybe a perch here and there.
Perch, yeah, a lot of perch come in on us.
How about muskies?
Game fish for this event are out of bounds.
Oh.
And with the size of the equipment and the line that we're using, our line is so small, we don't even talk about it in pound.
You don't want it.
We talk it about it
musky
in
on it.
Diameter.
You've caught musky before, right?
Oh, yeah, but not.
Tiger?
I've caught tigers. I've caught trews and northerns. They're kind of disturbing when you're targeting small fish.
They're disturbing when you get them jumping around the bottom of your boat, too, if you've got no shoes on.
That's a fact.
I only caught one, but it was an intimidating fish. It was very big, and I didn't know what it was. Fortunately, my brother did.
Wow. So how would a person find out more information on the event?
Well, the website is usangling.org, and you go under the freshwater section and select ice fishing. And there's links and information there about the entire schedule.
And when is it?
We got a parade on the 14th February
Valentine's
in Lakeview.
Day.
We're gonna the village is putting on a show for us. They got a beer tent, the whole bit.
This is Lakeview.
Lakeview, Michigan.
All
about
right.
46 and 91 there.
Well, that's a wonderful lake too.
Tamarack is awesome. And then the 15th and the 16th are the 3-hour heats for the actual competition.
Might be a few guys named Ivan there. You think?
I'm trying to think about it.
We got more coming up. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be right back.